And we're live. All right, guys. Hi. Welcome to the first episode of Allegedly.
We are so excited.
So excited. And bear in mind that this is our first time, and I got the equipment about 2 hours ago. So.
And we are just winging it.
We are winging it for sure.
All right. So let's do some introductions so we can.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So I am Gigi, Coach Gigi, and you guys have been following me now for a few months, and it has been very exciting. I will say when I got started, I was talking a lot about celebrity tea, and then I somehow got into influencers, which sprung into me meeting Coach Kat.
Yeah, and so I saw her on Instagram. This is exactly what happened, actually. I saw her post a story when she had 15,000 followers, and then 2 months later, I saw her at, I think it was 80,000 followers, and I DM'd her, and I was like, listen, even if it's not with me, you need to do a podcast, but it should be with me. And then I think you did a voice message back, and you're like, I've been thinking about doing a podcast, mm-hmm. and the whole time, because you kind of were hiding everything, like where you lived and all that, so I was like, I think she lives on the West Coast. And so I was like, hey, where do you live? And then I was wearing a Chicago hat, like a Cubs hat. And you said, oh, go Cubs. I live, you know, here. And that ended up being 5 minutes. And it's just pretty much fate after that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, it's just crazy. But yeah, so we started this journey. And what you can expect from us is a lot of shit talking. Mm-hmm. Also getting into a lot of the tea with the influencers in that sense of what they're doing, what they're not doing, kind of some ins. Kat's got the ins and she lives in that world. Mm-hmm. And then also a lot of reality TV stuff.
Yeah. And I think I do want to mention here before we like get into it, this is going to be a conversation. We've had a lot. I mean, really, Gigi has to deal with a lot of the hate, but a lot of it is going to be a conversation. Gigi has the tea because she gets that. She gets it from a lot of credible sources. And for myself, I want to play devil's advocate. Not all the time, because most of the time I probably will agree with you. But for our listeners, I think it's good to come from two perspectives, which I know Absolutely. You agree with. And I think that maybe you should share kind of how the whole bullying thing and how we're not wanting to do that. That's not who we are.
And that's one thing that I think coming on here with this podcast gives us a voice versus just like posting on stories and doing a post in that sense. But a lot of times these women in the influencing world have been getting away with a lot of stuff. I like to call it the Wild Wild West. I really do. It's like influencing is such a great area. It's the only area where influencers are able to free market themselves, where they're not paying Instagram in that sense for putting up their ads and their affiliates. And all around the world, it's been happening where Instagram is cracking down and different countries are cracking down. And we are going to probably be the last to do it. But a lot of times these influencers are not doing it correctly. They're not disclosing their information. They are not posting when they're in an ad. And it's about this, like, making you think that they're not posting something to make you feel like, oh, that they love this and they're sharing it with me because they're my bestie.
Yeah.
Type of feeling.
Which it is that kind of feeling. And I didn't even know that other countries were doing it in a different way.
Yeah.
And it's not all about affiliate links. Like, that's a huge part of it. And what you guys, if you don't know already, are going to find out that it's not even our opinion. There's the FTC and it's actually what they require. So maybe like the US is just behind, but it's just something that needs to be talked about. And I think it's going to be a good conversation. But again, it's not just affiliate links. It's not just about wearing filters when you're promoting skincare, which is ridiculous in my opinion.
So ridiculous.
And I guess before you even brought it to light, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's going to be more than that. And it's not just going to be about influencers. So we're going to go into Bravo, E, and we love all that tea as well. So I think that's a good little wrap.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're going to go into one influencer right now.
Yes.
And you guys have been asking, and Gigi has been waiting because we've waited for the equipment.
Okay, so we are going to talk about Dani Austin. So she is an influencer with 1.3 million followers. And look, this is just formal information that I have gathered on this influencer. This is not my opinion. I don't have any opinions on these women. And, like, that's another thing, too. I didn't know who half these people were.
Really?
Before I got started. I had no idea who any of them were.
And I think it's already known that I did not know Gigi before this. So we're also getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you didn't know that who she was?
I had no idea who she was.
Oh my God. Okay. That makes it even better.
Yeah. So quick story on Danny Austin. So everyone's like obsessed. You've got like your love-hate relationships. You've got followers that are obsessed and love them so much. Then you've got the hate follows. All this information with this girl. So every day, it's Danny Austin. Danny Austin doesn't disclose the information. Danny Austin does this, and Danny Austin does that. And I'm like, who is this? So I start calling her out.
And those are DMs you got?
Yeah.
Okay.
So everyone's sending me this stuff, and then all of a sudden, she slides into my DMs.
Oh.
With voice memos.
Oh. Can you keep voice memos? Like, are they always there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still have them. So she's like, She's sending me all this stuff saying I'm getting everything wrong about her, and she, like, I'm not understanding where she's coming from in this sense. And this is when I was, like, right in the middle of exposing Loop Ring giveaways, which she has been a part of, multiple ones. And she just had an answer for everything. And I'm like, this is so inauthentic. And then she, like, goes on this tangent where she tries to, like, tell me, like, I should do a podcast where I'm interviewing people, like, totally off topic. And I'm like, oh, that's such a great idea. And I'm like, wait, oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Like, she was trying to, like, get to know you, and, like, what was she doing?
She was, like, trying to basically take away from, like, me. She was trying to stop me from, like, what I was doing with her, like, exposing Ooh. Her and, like, pulling the wool over my eyes with, like, her kindness.
My
and
God, that's I probably would have fell for it.
I did. I almost did. And then I said to her, if you want to get on a call to talk through things about your issues that your followers have, more than happy to. And then she said, like, she's provided enough information and she doesn't need to get on a call. And that's the last time that I talked to her. That was in June.
And didn't recently she went on a live and someone asked about your account and she said,
who dat?
Who dat? Bitch, you know who dat is.
It's me.
It's you. And I will say that I did a deep dive. I didn't get any DMs about anything, but I went all the way back. She has, I think, over 3,000 posts. Last night, I just decided to go to post number one. I had to scroll a lot. And I found that she was just a regular person, and I realized that she's only a year older than me. She's a child.
Mm-hmm.
And with this whole time, I'm like, wait, she's in college? That's when I was in college. She had a very normal, like, Texas upbringing, but I will say, did you know that she started in YouTube?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, like, huge. Like, so I'm gonna pull up my phone here. Back in, like, I think it was, like, 2013, I screenshotted everything. So I was like, this is crazy. She went to, like, events. So December 27, 2012 is when she launched her YouTube channel, Danny Austin 2. And look at the graphics. And this is nothing against, like, wow. her. This is just what it was in 2012. And that's where she, like, started getting her followers, because in 2013 she had 10,000 subscribers. And then she went to L.A. for the summers to, like, YouTube conventions.
Wow.
And she met a bunch of YouTubers. And the thing is, like, this is all, like, you guys can go and look at it yourself. You just have to scroll a lot. Like, you think it's going to end and it doesn't. So the graphics are funny. Again, it's just how Instagram was at the time. But, yeah, so she really went all out. And she was, like, meeting with YouTubers. Like, it was a huge thing. So I thought that was pretty interesting. It was called YouTube Space LA.
Wow.
Yeah. She basically what I'm getting at is she wanted to start this from the get-go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the reason why, like, all these influencers that you see, like Laura Beverlyn, Daryl Ann Dennett, like, they started early, like, really early before everyone else, back, like, when YouTube.
The OGs.
The OGs, they are. So, yeah.
Yeah, so she, I mean, look, she has her quirks. She seems like a very great person. She seems very nice. But what she does is just crazy. I mean, fast forward to now, I know, like, as I've heard, her and a group of other influencers were involved in this, like, whole group giveaway for, like, months during the pandemic. And they grew, all of them grew from, like, 500,000 to over a million followers because of that. And alongside that, she was doing these Loop Ring giveaways, which she denies till this day. She says that she's only done one, but I've seen her on multiple marketing pieces with
just
it.
Don't lie.
Exactly. Don't lie. It's like, if lying is way worse, especially when you have.
Yeah, because people are going to find out. That's, like, the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I can guarantee, like, we're going to get some hate for all of this, and that's okay, but, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I mess up, I mess up.
Exactly.
And, girl, like, that's, like, isn't it, like, humility and, like, owning it way better?
Exactly. So that was one of the things that bothered me is, like, she is on this like righteous path, but at the same time, it's like she is not, like, I just feel like she's not who she says she is. That's my feeling after I have reviewed her for the last 2 months. I feel like she plays the game very well. Mm-hmm. Very, very well. She plays up to everyone's emotions, and she uses that to her benefit, and then that's how she plugs in the products and is able to make the sales the way she does.
Talking about the products, she's been plugging products for a minute. Like, she was getting brand deals back when brand deals weren't even happening for influencers, back when, before influencers were even influencers. Like, when I was seeing what, like, she had, oh my God, she has, like, this video that says, her first video was, how I got rid of my acne, everyday makeup routine, and she would just tag all the, oh, how to curl hair with a wand.
Oh my God, the wand. Do you remember that?
Oh, of course I remember that. 2013. That's when she had 12,000 subscribers. So I'm just saying that she has been tagging brands and getting brand deals for a very long time. Like back in like, I think 2014. Yeah. Thank you, Urban Decay, for this palette, like all that. So she knows how to do it.
Exactly.
Like really well, better probably than anyone. So.
Yeah. So like, as I was saying, I just like, I have been watching her. And there's just been two extreme moments that stick out to me. And number one being the day she went to the hospital.
Okay, I remember this day. So it was yesterday.
So for those of you who aren't aware, Danny Austin called an ambulance for anxiety. Was it anxiety and sickness or something?
Yes, and it was. And we'll talk about how bad anxiety can be after this, but let's go into your story.
Yes, so she calls an ambulance, and then they start recording the whole day. Like, literally, they're on. She's on a, and I'm not trying to laugh. It just is, like, so crazy. It's so ridiculous. It's just too much. And that's just my opinion.
It was a production.
It was literally. You couldn't have written it better. And her husband and her mom drove to the hospital to meet her. So that meant the EMT literally took a picture of her on the stretcher.
Yes.
And she posted it. Because
she pulled over. Like, she was in a car or something, right? And, like.
And then the ambulance got her.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep. So they then get to the hospital, and her mom's now recording her every move in the bed. This is what's happening, and this is what's happening. And that's all great if you want to show your followers what's all going on, but then it's like, Danny can't not post her ad, so I'm going to post them for her. Then her mom is doing the swipe ups, like, during the day, and, like, it's Danny's in bed and all this stuff. And then you don't hear anything about it for 2 weeks. You don't hear anything. Then when you least expect it, here comes Equilibrium CBD oil. Like clockwork.
Like clockwork.
She starts having this ad on her story that, you know, I just wish that I had it the day that I went to the hospital. And she goes back to that moment. And it's like,
no, maybe you should see a psychiatrist because that might help.
Yeah. So it's like they're pushing.
CBD is not going to prevent you can have a panic attack to where you do need medical help. Totally. Yeah. But I just want to let you know right now, like a CBD gummy, probably not going to stop a panic attack to that level. Actually, I know. I have it.
Yeah. I suffer from anxiety too. And it's like she uses these moments and it's like, it's so inappropriate. Like they don't have medical professions. They don't have anything like that. And for them to just to go back and use that moment. And I was like, okay, maybe it's just like a dupe. No big deal. So I'm like, okay, keep that in the back of my brain. Then we fast forward a week later and she is in her bed crying about her hair. And she's like this whole thing. It's like five stories hysterically crying. Like everyone knows she's had issues like for how long about this. And the next day she's pushing a hair serum that she's been quote unquote using.
I'm just like, this is the first time I'm hearing this. Really?
Yes. So it's like, she is notorious for this. She cries or has huge life events happen, and then she pushes a product after. And you have to see, it's like, is that genuine, or is that just you trying to make a buck? Like,
she's been posting about hair for, like, her hair journey for a very long time.
Yes.
I would say back in, because she went public with her wigs in back in, like, 2019, based on what I'm, yeah, actually it was 2019. So we understand that it's emotional. I mean, hair
Absolutely.
Loss, get that. And she had a lot of support because I went through all the comments. I did not sleep. And I mean, it's understandable to have a moment during the day, mm-hmm. but then to push something right after that,
yep.
especially when it's not the most recent thing.
Exactly.
2019, when she went through it and all that. So that was the second thing.
And it just continues. It's like, and I don't know if she, if this just is working for her, and maybe it's just a tactic where she knows, like, when she plays on someone's emotions, this is what happens. And it's crazy to me. Like, why do you have to put on all the waterworks, or why do you have to be so productive or productionized in your stories? Why can't you just be a genuine human mm-hmm. and come on your stories and say, I have been using this, I've been going through some issues. Why is it so hard to be genuine?
Yeah.
Like, that is just, like, one thing I just, I do, and, like, I keep saying it, and it's, like, I try it out my head. She's not, I just don't find her genuine.
Yeah.
I feel like everything she's doing, and it's, like, I know, I'm probably going to sound like a mean girl for saying this, but if you've seen what I've seen, like, really just, like, dove in, I just feel like it's very calculated, and mm-hmm. it's not genuine.
I think that she's so good at what she does that it does seem genuine.
Yes.
And, again, back to, like, her being... She's done this for a very long time, and I urge you guys, if, like, you are questioning what we're saying, do go back from the first post. And it's not even bad things you'll find. You'll just see that she has been, like, an anchor on, like, her Austin fashion show. Like, she's done a lot of things that were meant for TV, for, like, she's been prepped for this. Not groomed, but, like, prepped. But really, she really has. And I think the problem is that it seems so genuine. Same with, like, Daryl Ann Dinner.
Yeah.
It seems so genuine. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I like my Daryl Ann Dinner. I do.
My sister does, too.
I mean, and I don't know what you probably have a lot of dirt on her, but she does seem genuine. But she uses products in every single story. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it seems like she's using it with her everyday life.
Yeah.
She also doesn't have, like, a moment of crisis, and then all of a sudden the CBD comes out.
Yes, and this is just, like, it's, she's notorious for it. And then, like, even if we go back to, like, I think it was 2018 or 2019 with the dog.
Oh, okay. I do know. Okay.
So she was, like, rescuing.
We got to do it.
We have to.
We have to do it. This is.
I mean, it's shady. It's
allegedly.
Allegedly shady. But, like.
All of this, by the way, allegedly.
She, like, goes in and, like, has this, like, she's rescuing a dog, and she's going to, like, get the dog surgery, and then they're going to have it put up for adoption. But she's, like, fostering the puppy or the dog. And she goes to Instagram with GoFundMe. I think it was GoFundMe or her PayPal name, whatever it was. And she asked for her followers to, like, donate to the dog. And it's, like, okay. One, like, not to be like this, but, like, they're a pretty wealthy family. Why are you asking your followers for this, like, type of thing? That's my first, like, red flag. But also with that, I feel like she then, like, comes back, and she's, like, 30 minutes later, and she says, like, do you, like, we just got a call, and I have 30 minutes to make this decision, and, like, the dog needs a second surgery. Can you guys please donate what you can? Well, according to somebody that I got the tea from, like, that dog did not get a second surgery.
And that's from your source?
Yes. And it's a pretty credible source.
She has, by the looks of her Instagram, had a pretty easy life. Mm-hmm. Financially, allegedly. Financially, it seems like, you know, she went to college.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, I've had a very similar life. Like, she went to college, didn't seem like she had a lot of debt coming out of college, mm-hmm. so it seems like she was doing just fine. So she won. I think it's interesting she asked for money. It's always interesting if it's not, like, for a child or, you know, someone, like a Make-A-Wish Foundation type of thing. It was for a dog.
And then she ended up keeping that dog.
And then she asked for money again for the surgery that happened, the second surgery, and allegedly...
It didn't happen.
It did not happen.
And no one knows, and she's never answered any questions as to where that money went.
Interesting. Were there questions asked?
Yeah, a lot of people did ask, and no one got the answers.
And did you, obviously, no names given, but, like, did you get one DM about this, or was this multiple?
I got a very credible source that was close to that, to that procedure.
Got it. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that is big.
I know. So, getting away from the dog story, I just had to get that out there because that was insane.
Of course.
Like, you're an influencer. Mm-hmm. What is, like, your perspective of this? Like, when it comes to pushing products and being genuine in that sense, like, what is your thoughts here?
Yeah. Well, first, I want to make it known that I have a fraction of what Danny Austin has in terms of followers. So I want to make that known again. I have, like, 7,000 followers, whereas she has 1.1. But I will say mine are all genuine. Not sure about hers, but yeah. So when it comes to ads, I think the best way to describe it is there's the difference between affiliate links and sponsored slash ad posts. So with Danny and with all the major influencers, you see a trend, right? You see the Equilibrium CBD, the Navy Hair, what are others? Home Chef, all of these things. Dime,
Bondi.
You know, Bondi, Dime Lash Serum. I actually have a box of Dime Lash Serum because I want to try it. I fell for it. It's okay. Apparently it works. But yeah, so like those are big brands that reach out to influencers, like the Nordstrom sale. Like they all make not only a commission, but like they are paid to post about that. Yep. So I am an Amazon affiliate. I don't get paid to post something. I get paid if someone says, oh, I like that on your story. I don't even have the swipe up. So if you follow me, maybe I can get the swipe up. But if someone says like, oh, I like that top, they then have to go to the link in my bio and then go find the top. Amazon's not actually saying, here, we're going to give you a flat fee for this, you know, shirt just to post about it.
Yeah.
The major influencers, that's how it works. So it just seems like when you're posting, and again, it's not really just Danny, it's really all the influencers. Mm-hmm. When you're pushing, if you push it enough, it's going to kind of get stuck in your brain. And that's why these companies do it. They're like, if all of you guys are saying it, it must be true, right? And like, maybe I'll just go jump off a bridge if everyone else does. Like, yep. But the thing is, Dime Lash Serum is in my, you know, back of my room right now. So it works. But the thing is, that's the difference. And that's why it seems disingenuous, because the Equilibrium CBD, it was not only pushed by Danny, it's pushed by, you know, Shay, whatever her name is, a bunch of different influencers. So that's why it seems disingenuous when we say that, because for my knowledge, I know exactly that they're getting paid to even bring it up. And there's things where they even get paid for a certain amount of stories, right? Like, like we post 5 stories, here's your flat fee. And then they'll make a commission off how many people actually buy it. And we'll get into all this later, but that's why we believe that she is disingenuous. And again, Danny, it's not just you, it's a lot of other influencers as well.
Yep.
But everyone really wanted to hear about you, so. It's true.
Exactly, I know.
Like, this isn't being talked about, and it's a conversation that needs to be had, and we just want to educate people, one, from being an influencer and knowing the behind the scenes, and one, from you, or two, from you getting the knowledge in your DMs and credible sources. So it's really just, is it shit talking? A little bit. But we want to bring to light what's going on and educate everyone about everything, and I think that's what's most important. So
yeah, I absolutely agree. And I want to reiterate again, I think I say this all the time on my platform, but there's no, all we're doing here is bringing to light facts. At the end of the day, they are facts. They are not opinions in that matter when it comes to talking about disclosures and all that sense and educating you in that sense. So that's another thing too I love to reiterate, because people love to throw around the word bully, or mean girl and all that, but that's not what I'm doing. I honestly, like, it's not the point. My point is to make it a better place. And I have said this from the beginning, there's so many good influencers that are in my inbox, and they continuously send me stuff from these other ones that are just ruining it for them. Mm-hmm. And it's like this group of like bad influencers, you'd say, quote unquote, that are just literally ruining it for the rest. And we're trying to make it a better place. And hopefully we can do that.
Yeah. And when we say facts, there are disclosures like the FTC, and everything that we get in our DMs obviously is hearsay, allegedly, like that, but that's what we're sharing. So
yeah, and these things have happened already that we're talking about. So
and
I mean,
they are getting clout, right? Like, we're talking about them.
I know.
Everyone's going to go to their page right now. You're going to go to Danny's Austin's page, and you're going to look at her, and you're probably going to press follow.
And
so
she's going to get the engagement.
Engagement for you. So in reality, it's kind of a full circle moment. Like, and again, I do want to say one thing, is that if you guys are at, like, if an influencer is at 1.1 million followers, whether it's real or not, you have a platform. And nowadays, that's where brands are going to, instead of commercials. Instead, they're going to influencers. So they kind of have to prepare for this. It's just, and I think we're the first one, so.
Yeah, and we're not going to stop.
So I do want to say, I think that's it.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. I would love, absolutely love for you to hit subscribe, follow us, do whatever you need to do. My Instagram handle is Katrina For Real.
Mine is girlgangs773 with a Z.
Oh, yeah, girlgangs with a Z. And mine is Katrina For Real with one R. And DM us, tell us what you want to hear. We'll probably put like a question box on Girl Gangs Instagram just to see what you guys are like looking for next, what you guys want to hear. Keep in mind our first episode, we're going through it and we're open to feedback and making us better. You also want to follow us on our podcast Instagram, which is Allegedly the Podcast. Bye guys. That's a wrap. Love you.